Crystal Harris was a 21-year-old college student on Halloween night 2008 when she found herself at the iconic Playboy Mansion being summoned from the crowd by Playboy magazine founder Hugh Hefner. That very night, she would enter the mansion, becoming one of Hefner's countless girlfriends and his third wife, 60 years younger than he, living with him at the mansion until his death at the age of 91. That was nearly 7 years ago. Now, Crystal Hefner is talking about her marriage and her life at the Playboy Mansion in a new book, Only Say Good Things.
I think it was about indulgence, excess, freedom, sexual freedom. And it was a place that, when I first arrived, seemed completely magical. It's like, you know, Willy Wonka. You go in and just everything is elaborate, over the top. You know, the wood is carved, champagne's overflowing, beautiful women everywhere.
What were you hoping was going to happen when you went to this party?
You know, I grew up with not much. You know, my mom and I, we struggled after my dad passed away. And so I was apartment to apartment. And, you know, seeing the mansion and being there, I'm like, wow, this is how the other half lives. It was like this magnetic force, the whole thing. And Hefner especially, like it was this pull. And I felt that I wanted to be part of it no matter what it took. And I also felt like this is somewhere I could finally feel like I belonged.
That Halloween weekend, Crystal took up residence at the mansion. Here she is reading from her book where she runs down the house rules.
My job was to look a certain way and act a certain way. I was now part of the Playboy mythology. Hugh Hefner had always had girlfriends, tangible proof to the world that he was, quote, the man. So my job was to embody the ideal girlfriend. And I wanted to do it flawlessly. I was to be happy, fawning, and there when I was needed. Hef's interests were my interests. My interests were irrelevant. I learned the rules through observation and trial and error. Stay trim and svelte. Breaking that one was my first mistake, one I would not repeat. White blonde hair, no roots showing. Light pink translucent nail polish. Nothing bright and nothing matte. Full makeup, but no dark lips.
Okay, my hackles are going so far up, like, all through this paragraph. Like, first of all, if he supposedly stands for sexual freedom, but it kind of seems like he really stands for male, catering to male interests. So what was in it for you?
I'm not sure. I think, you know, I think of people that are in abusive relationships and people ask them, like, why did it take you so long to leave? I don't really know the answer to that. And toward the end, I did feel like he really needed me. But at the same time, I grappled with, oh, okay, this man wants to have group sex. Like, this person can't really love me because that's not love, wanting to be with other people. So I think Hef loved me the best way he knew how. And yeah, that's it.
As you mentioned, like, there are always girls everywhere, girls and women everywhere, 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 everywhere. And for all the women he had in his life, he had three wives, and you were one of them. You were the last. Any thoughts about that? Like, why do you think he keyed in on you?
I've been thinking about that. I've had a lot of time to reflect on that. And, you know, I'm not too sure. Maybe I brought some stability or something mellow to his life that he didn't have before. Maybe it was because I didn't really ask for things from him that often. I think it was a huge imbalance of power that enabled him to have control over me. I know I was an adult, but judgment doesn't fully form in the brain until, you know, later in your 20s. So I think it was a combination of being young, impressionable, having come from a broken home. And yeah, I was the perfect person to be controlled.
So Hefner died 7 years ago. Why this book now?
I think because I've had time to reflect. I've been in a lot of therapy trying to figure it out. Having issues dating now and reflecting back, I'm like, things affected me more than I realized being there in that bubble for a decade. And a lot of people followed our lives. And so I figured I need to get these thoughts down. I need to, you know, write this for them, write this for myself to heal, and hopefully can help other people.
Help them how?
This is the book I wish I would have read when I was 21 before going into the mansion, you know, about value and self-worth and not letting people take your power from you. I think it will help people in abusive relationships. And I know that the Playboy Mansion is a very unique, different place, but some of the lessons are universal. And I think it's important because Hef controlled the narrative. And at a certain point, you realize that you're losing your own identity and you're losing yourself. After a while, it eats at you internally.
How so? Say more about that.
You completely lose who you are. I remember leaving the mansion and I remember just having a conversation like, oh, what do you like, Crystal? And I thought, I don't even know what I like. Like, who am I? And for me, that was hard and it was depressing and sad, but I feel like I'm finally reclaiming myself and my power.
What do you see as kind of your role now? Just you, Crystal. Like, what do you want for Crystal?
For me, I am just the simple things and going back to things that I love and finding things that I like and enjoy. I bought a farm in Hawaii. I find myself really enjoying just being away from the city and in nature. Just calm, happy life. And, you know, I do hope to get married one day and have children. And so I'm just working on that, travel, and just trying to enjoy my life and actually being free and having freedom now.
That is Crystal Heffner. Her new book is called Only Say Good Things, Surviving Playboy and Finding Myself. Thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you.